it's another lower league show, and it is me, John Gibbons. And yeah, this is our look at what's going on outside the Premier League. And we're focusing on Leagues 1 and League 2 this week. And well, first of all, League 2, but right at the top of it. Joined first of all by Gary, who's from the Stacey West blog, which focuses on Lincoln City. And Gary, I've spoken to you before, and last time I spoke to you, you were in non-league and having a little bit of a cup run. And now you're not just a league club, but you're top of League 2 there. So I guess where to start is, where did it all go so right?
Well, I think when we first spoke, I think it started on an upward trajectory anyway with Danny Cowley and long-term Everton fan Clive Nates taking over at the club. But since then, it's just been evolution on a phenomenal scale. I mean, every couple of weeks, something changes, be it a little tweak to the style or a new player turning up. And I mean, the club's just, it's gone crazy. I think when we last spoke, we were averaging 3,000 fans a week. Now we sell 9,000 tickets every single week. It's mad. I've never known anything like it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the attendances there, and that's been notable in terms of where you sit in the attendance league in that division. I mean, just the fact that League Two clubs are getting 9,000 is quite remarkable when you look at from a worldwide scale, kind of what's going on if you drop out of any top league, kind of in other countries in the world. So that's great. But I've sort of spent a bit of time in Lincolnshire in a previous life, if you like, and it does seem to me that there is a potential there for an area to get behind a football club. There's a lot of people supporting kind of different teams, Man United and Liverpool, I guess, but you know, always been a kind of interest there in what teams like Lincoln are doing. And so that's kind of proved, really, hasn't it, that you know, now the team, you know, is a good one and playing kind of exciting stuff, as you say, that there is a real scope for something bigger.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think success brings people to the table almost, and Lincoln's had been a city that's on the up since the university came along maybe 20 years ago. So there's always been a potential in the media university as well. So lots of people kind of reporting on sport. But you need something to spark it. It's all right having a pile of sticks, but you need a flame to start the fire. And I think if anything, the cup run was that. The two games against Oldham and Ipswich just set the city on fire. And now it's hard. If you want to pay on the gate at Sintel Bank, you can't do it. And we're three divisions below the top flight, which is great.